Scientists at Yale and the Royal Ontario Museum say they've discovered the fossils of a tiny predator that roamed the oceans 500 million years ago and caught its prey in its spiny mouth. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports the team found the creature's fossils virtually intact at a dig site in British Columbia.
Its scientific name is Capinitator pratermissus, but to its prey, and that would have been tiny sea dwellers like larval shrimp and plankton, it would have been a nameless horror. They'd be swimming along and look up to see a worm-like figure with a gaping round mouth emerge from the shadows. That's when they'd be caught by the circle of spines surrounding the mouth. Yale researcher Derek Briggs is one of the scientists who discovered the creature.
It's a pretty formidable grasping apparatus, a set of little hooks that it used to hold on to prey and bring them to the mouth.
Now, the Capinitator was only about 10 centimeters long, so it might not exactly be a sea monster to us. But it lived during a time called the Cambrian Explosion, when tons of new life showed up on the oceans, and there was no better time to be a predator, no matter your size. Briggs says it looks like capinitators may have played a role in evolution by forcing their prey to step up their game to survive.
As predators become more highly evolved and specialized, the prey that they eat also develops more sophisticated defense mechanisms in terms of flea or some kind of armor or other methods for hiding.
Briggs says the capinitators' only remaining descendants today are creatures called arrow worms. They still prey on plankton, and they still catch them with those strange spiny mouths, but at only a few millimeters, they're much smaller. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.